Hannah Esther.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hanno.
Yes, Hannah Esther.
Did you receive my text message? I know you're busy. I sent you a text message with a new email address.
Yes, I received it. I just haven't had time to do it.
Okay. I know. But I will, we're having trouble here with the internet and the weather, obviously that also, but I will take care of that today.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Hanukkah.
Are there more than a couple of people online? I don't know if I should wait or not, and for some reason I'm not able to check on the amount. I'll wait another minute and see.
Randall.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let us begin. I'm not going to go through where the handout is. I did that yesterday. And I will just mention for those who want to know where the handouts are, you can find it through a local search for the first days of Nisan, and you can also find it through a local search for today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tishrei, and you can also find it through the first days of Nisan link that's on the unique astrological events link. That's available on any Yeshem website page underneath the two pictures on the right.
Yes, ma'am.
And for those of you who want to listen to the recording later, in addition to hearing it directly or the you can find it on a link titled yeshem.com/recordings.htm. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei for the year Tavshin Ayin Chet 5778, which is Rosh Hashanah, is on the evening of September 20th, 2017, until the sunset of September 22nd, 2017. The actions that you do on this seventh day of Nisan today will impact either positively or negatively the month of Tishrei in the year 5778. Since it is Rosh Hashanah, the actions this seventh day of Nisan will impact, in addition to the month of Tishrei, it will also impact the whole of the year 5778. Today is April 3rd. It started. The seventh day of Nisan started last night, evening of April 2nd. And this is the day that controls at the seed level, the DNA level, the month of Tishrei, which controls Rosh Hashanah, which controls the whole year. It's a very important day. Our first step is to connect to the permutation of the name of Hashem and also the permutation for the name of Eshiye. Those permutations are Vav He Yud He and Yud He Aleph He. Please join me in saying, although we appreciate if you mute your phones, by pressing star 6. Now say the Anabakoah, stopping at the fifth verse. Anabakoah, Gedulat Kemincha, Tatir Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Benu Tacharenu Nora. Ufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Sheyechud Cha Kevavat Sham. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Ba'ben Zaharon Rachamei Sidkacha Tami Amrem. Bet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. I think I said the fourth verse twice, so just to be safe. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. We will start over with the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Zerura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Benu Tacharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Sheyechud Cha Keva Vachamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkarcha Tamid Gamrem. Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim. The letters of the month of Tishrei. The Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus. And the Lamed that created the sign of Moznaim, the astrological sign of Libra. Together, the Pei and the Lamed have a gematria of 110. When we add the Kolel for each letter, it becomes 112, which is the name of the river Yabok, the river that was crossed by Jacob when he wrestled with the angel. Yabok has a gematria of 112, and it represents the name of Elohim, 86, plus Hashem, 26. It also represents the name Echie, 21, with Adonai, 65, and Hashem's name, 26. All of these combinations that I have mentioned of names of God are expressing the unification of this, of the various levels of spiritual consciousness known as the Sephirot. Pei and Lamed also, the letter Pei is also a word, Pei, that has the meaning of a mouth. And the Lamed also, besides being a letter, has a meaning of a word. Lamed is a teacher. Pei and Lamed together, the month of Tishrei, is about teaching our mouths to speak only holiness. Our next step is to learn more about the connections from the Sefer Yetzirah. The tribe for the month of Tishrei is Ephraim, who is one of the children of Joseph, who became a child of Jacob. Ephraim is also a name that the Torah uses to describe the northern kingdom, consisting of the 10 tribes, the lost 10 tribes. The sense is equal to touch, as in physical contact, but it's also has to do with marriage and unification. The controller for the month of Tishrei is the gallbladder. The gallbladder is also thought of in terms of a bile, but it's a method of cleansing. Our next step is to connect to the reading, but before that I'd like to just read a comment that's on the handout. The donation, the offering for the tribe of Ephraim is connected to the Shabbat, as it is being given on the seventh day, which in the year of the Exodus was also Shabbat. And tshuva, the return to the Creator, is still easier than at other times of the year, except expect people or patterns of behavior to reappear in your life today. And this is an indication to you of the need to do teshuvah or make correction with this individual person or pattern of behavior of each tribal leader. So it will be
on a heading of Peter's
and also.
It will take me a little bit of time, not long, to get ready to do the reading from the Torah. They say two blessings before the reading. The first blessing is about the words of Torah, and the second blessing is about how we take those words into our soul and become a living Torah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu Al divrei Torah, and we should all say Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu La'asok BaTorah, and we should all say Amen. The next action we will do is to learn more about the names Elishama ben Amihud and also on the name Ephraim, the name of the tribe. The name Ephraim in the Hebrew has the meaning of being doubly fruitful. The blessing for Ephraim: with an abundance of energy, he will make all his efforts bear fruit. Another blessing comes from the word Kaish, which means like a man. A word that has the same gematria as Ephraim is Ashel, Tamarisk. The phrase Lo Yiaf Velo Yana. He will neither tire nor become weary. The Shoresh is Peresh, Par, which means a bull. And the Afar, Aleph Peresh, means a meadow. And it is also considered a Shoresh in the name Ephraim. The energy verses for the name Ephraim: there are 297 verses that connect to the name Ephraim. And the first one, El atodot ha-shamayim ve'aretz ve'ha-bara'am ba-hi-bara'am ve'yom arsot ha-shem Elohim Eretz Wishamayim. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord Hashem made earth and heaven. The name Elishama has the meaning of my God listens, or conversely, listen to my God. The blessing for Elishama: Ish Machal. He is a man above. The word toachel, he eats. A phrase, me'ah shana yulad, 100 years to bring forth. The shoresh, eli, which means my God in Hebrew, but in Aramaic has the meaning of morning. And Shama, as a Shoresh, we know that word Shema. Shama, Shema, listen and hear. There are 42 verses, energy verses, connecting to the name. Elishama. The first one, Imacharat Yikach Lo Sha'ara Kesuta Vianata Lo Yagara. If he takes him another wife, Her food, her raiment, and her conjugal rights shall he not diminish. And the name Amihud has the meaning of being of beauty, but it also has the meaning of my people's, or my people's beauty. The blessing, witness the best part of my celebration, Chalav Hagi Ad. The word is Chalav, to roast, to toast, to burn. The phrase, Hazeh V'Anaki Lo, and this is not I. A Shoresh Chod means beauty or splendor. It's the name of one of the 10 Sefirot. Ami means my people or my nation. There are 17 verses connecting to Amihud. And those 17 is the number of goodness. Because it's the number of Tov, the Hebrew word for good. An energy verse, one of the 17. Al kein ya'azev ish et aviv ve'et imo yedabak ve'ayeshto v'ayayu levashar ayachad. Therefore shall a man cleave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And now we will take a look at the consciousness behind the offerings that Elishama ben Amihud brought on the seventh day of Nisan. For all the items, the consciousness that the tribe of Ephraim brought his offering as an allusion to Jacob, to Joseph, and to the Shabbat. Jacob, due to his elevating the younger Ephraim over the elder, Manasseh. Joseph, to honor his father, and Shabbat, because he brought it on the seventh day of Nisan, which was a Shabbat. He brought a silver bowl of weighing 130 shekels. He brought the bowl in appreciation of Jacob, who blessed both he and Manasseh, due to his love for Joseph. There are 130 words in the passage dealing with the blessings of Ephraim and Manasseh in the parasha of Vayechi. He brought a basin weighing 70 shekels. The basin, the word in Hebrew is Mizrach, and it is cognate to Mizrach, which means to cast. And this alludes to Joseph, who was cast away from his father Jacob. Why 70? They allude to the 70 languages that the angel Gabriel taught Joseph the night before he was to speak to Pharaoh. The Midrash explains that the bowl and the basin are as similar as Jacob's life was to Joseph's life. And this was the consciousness of why he brought these two items. The gold ladle weighing 10 shekels, the kaf, alludes to the right hand of Jacob, who placed his hand on Ephraim's head. And the reason for the 10 shekels, it alludes to the 10 words in the description, placing his right hand on Ephraim's head. He brought a bull that was an oleh, a burnt offering, and this bull alluded to Abraham and Jacob's blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. He brought a ram, which was an allusion to Isaac and Jacob's blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. And he brought a sheep, alluding to Jacob in this same blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. He brought a male goat as a sin offering that alludes to the goat that was killed to stain the goat of the coat of many colors to fool Jacob after the brothers sold Joseph into slavery. He brought 17 animals, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 sheep from the first year. 2 cattle alludes to the 2 blessings made by Jacob. One is the angels bless the lads, and the second, by thee Israel shall bless. The 3 species of animals were brought as an allusion to the 3 generations that Joseph saw of Ephraim's children. The 5 of each species relates to the 5 words in the phrase, he set Ephraim before Manasseh. We'll now read the Ratzon. May it be your will, Hashem. I have, my memory is not working as well as I'd like it to today. Wah-hey-yo-hey. Our God and God of our forefathers, that it be considered and desired, our reading of the Torah in the order of the Nasiim, the name of Elishama ben Amihud, from the tribe of Ephraim, his offering which he brought for the dedication of your holy altar. And may it be considered upon us as if we have comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names, which come from the initial letters and the final letters, from the Holy Scripture as it is stated. May we compensate for the bull offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren. All the holy sparks and all the holy lights, which are included in the holiness of this tribe, and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and to discern your Torah and fear you, the awe of God's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of your lives, of our lives, and we and our children and our children's children, which refers to our reincarnations. Hashem will then be king over the entire world. On that day, Hashem will be one and his name will be one. May they find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. Accept our cry and hear our wail, you who knows all that is hidden. And may we all say, Amen. Does anyone have any questions?
Are you, do you usually do the whole Anabakoach?
Yes, did I not?
No, you stopped at the,
The
first.
So let us start with the 6th verse and finish it. Yachid ge'e lamcha penei zog great kedushatecha. Yud gimolamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea ta'alumo shen kufav sadi yud ta. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Thank you very much for bringing that to my attention. And I do apologize for my memory for whatever reason isn't working today. And I will have to do teshuvah for that.
I was thinking that when you know, you have the mitzvah shichacha, so it gives something to the poor person. So it gave me a bit of merit to remind you. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Yes, I'm Esther.
I have a question, and I know the answer, but I'm just asking it anyway. So this week, this period that we're in, where we have control over the months ahead, so now, this period that we're in, we are open to all the tzaddikim, just as if it was Rosh Chodesh?
I have not read that, I have not heard that, and I wouldn't make that assumption. I'd also caution you, this is a period each day where you can take control. It doesn't mean that you do take control automatically. That's why we do these rituals, so that we can take control. And if we've done it correctly, that we have the merit to do it correctly, then we take control. But that's why we also continue to do Rosh Chodesh each month, just in case we didn't do it absolutely correctly today. So be careful with your words.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? I bid you all shalom and a beautiful day and a beautiful week.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.